Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta.
Back, Stroud, Low Cash. We back. Reminisce. What's been going on, my brother?
Man, busy working.
Man, reminiscing, looking up here, looking like the Mr. Clean.
Yeah. Now you know I got alopecia.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So you just shaved it off.
That just started?
No, I had it started probably like I noticed it probably about 2009 during the EXO days. So about 2008, 2009, it was a spot on the side of my head. I thought it was because of my headphone, because I was having
that
my
you
headphone.
Oh, you thought it was just like how a wrestler have like the cauliflower type thing.
Yeah, and I was having it like that, so it was like a circle. Then it got bigger. It got about this big. So I just started shaving my head, right? Then about...
You was like, oh, I'm just losing hair.
Yeah, so about 2 months, about the same time, but we did the last show.
Yeah.
And I was at work, you know, I'm like... Like, my goatee is straight coming out.
What?
Yeah. So, everything, my eyebrows, everything. Yeah. It took, like, about 4 days.
So, it just did all of a sudden, just did everything.
Everything, in my whole body.
You like a naked mole rat.
Yeah.
So, ain't nothing else.
So, you went to the doctor, and then they was like, yeah, you got alopecia?
Yeah, I knew I did, but not, it's, like, advanced alopecia universal. And it's like the worst one.
It don't affect you no type of way.
No, it don't have nothing to do with your health, your age, your sex, your nothing. It just can happen to anybody.
That really ain't a bad thing.
I'm so used to having like you know what I'm
just
saying.
Have something to mess with, you know.
Yeah, it may grow back, but I haven't got anything in like 3 months, like nothing.
Dang.
So,
I got this hole in my beard right here.
Everybody listening now going to be like,
came out of nowhere.
Everybody listening, they were like, everybody thinking any little patch they got, like, man, it might be over. I think it's it.
But usually it start in your head. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, like, stress can kind of make you act funny, but it don't have nothing to do with, like, dude, I went and took, like, blood work, and I'm like, dude, I'm dying or something? Like,
he's like, it's the end.
Yeah. I took all these tests, and it was like, your health is fine. You know what I'm saying?
Dang. So, well, that joke went out the window.
Yeah, I know.
That went to a serious motherfucking conversation. Shit.
I mean, but I'm glad it ain't nothing serious.
Yeah.
I was actually going to pull Daryl to the side and be like, yo,
that was
he
fucked
up.
He said he got chemo. Like, you're going to do it. I'm like, hey,
I'm ready for it.
I mean, is the show literally over?
But he still got his weight. That's like, nah.
I was recording a female. She was like, we was talking about, she was like, man, I was going to ask. I was like, dude, I know this grown man ain't shaving his eyebrows. I'm like,
and
no.
I know it's hard for Rim because he think he probably because he talk about anybody with a beard is a chopper. Yeah. Rim like, man, a grown man have a beard.
Yeah,
so kind of facial hair,
a little mustache or something.
Yeah, I mean, you still rocking it though.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, it came out like the eyebrow. I'm like, damn, I could at least have more eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just can't
so
do nothing about it.
So the doctor said it may come back, it may not.
They said it may, but there's nothing you can do about it. You know, it might come back, then it might fall right back out. So,
man, is that hereditary in your family?
Mm-hmm.
So your brother?
It's not. It's just anybody can. It can just happen.
So is your twin brother? Is your twin brother on lookout? Like, oh shit.
Nah, because it's not. It don't run through the family. It don't really work like that. It can just happen to anybody.
Dang.
Male, female,
so y'all ain't
anything.
Even twins no more at all. Like,
yep. it just happened. You know what I'm saying? So,
but he still got to feel some way. Y'all identical twins. Not like y'all.
Yeah, dude. I was pissed off at first. I was like, dude, like, but shit, nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just straight. I got a little bit on my arms, a little bit. Dude, it just, about 4 days.
I didn't know you had a twin, man.
Yeah.
Identical twin. Yeah, he got a identical twin. You got a twin brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
Did y'all go to twin conventions and shit like that?
Me and my twin, night and day.
Oh, y'all totally different?
He a pastor in Iowa, and I'm just a heathen in St. Louis.
Where's he in Iowa, though?
I don't know, but he can get you half of a cow, which is dope.
Oh, so he's like farming type shit?
Yeah, he a pastor, man. He live
off
on the
land?
Church, you know what I'm saying? Nah, they always bringing him food and stuff like that to eat, but... He brought down half a cow one time.
He got a white girl,
though.
That
was the best steak. Nah, he married to a sister.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. He got with 3 kids. It's the best steak I ever had, though, man. When you get it straight from the farm.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely. The best steaks I've had has been up in Iowa, man. Well, everybody, Johnny's with us again this week. Teddy may be joining us soon. Man, you got to tell this story about the dude with the Cadillac running the car, man, before the show.
I asked him when I just got the car.
Yeah. No, not you. I'm talking about the dude.
I don't know how he even got on the
subject.
We were
talking about people getting their cars repossessed.
Oh, yeah, getting their cars repossessed. And I just thought it was funny because I remember a story of a friend I knew from back in the day actually rented a car and kept it. Like, he had it for the week, and he's supposed to turn it. He never turned it back in. This dude kept it for, like, the time, I don't know, it was 2 years, but he put put rims on it, and he tinted the window. Like, riding around St. Louis like it wasn't a problem. Like, it was crazy, man.
Man.
I bet you somebody in St. Louis hear this story, they going to know exactly who it is.
So people know that Cadillac. Like, that's Tyrell.
Yeah, everybody like, bro, you still ain't gave that car back? Like, is that what it is? That's
damn.
Life? Like, seriously, wow. Man. 2 years.
2 years?
Rims was nice, though.
Sugar, that's actually like a felony,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a felony death. That's death.
Yeah, that's death.
And that's over, felony is over how much money? What, $5,000 or something?
Right, there's no way around it. You're talking about a Cadillac.
Yeah, that's a felony. Like, he's in jail right now.
Yeah, talking about a Cadillac.
And you said he went to New York afterwards.
Yeah, he went to New York afterwards.
He probably was like, if we get caught, he probably be like, just keep the rim. We clean slate.
He said just keep the rim. We got a clean slate. But I tinted her windows already, though. It's already
good to go. We good. We good.
Change, man, everything, man.
What's so funny is, that was early 2000s, right? Right. He could probably not get caught for that on the low.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying, because stuff was just starting to try to get computerized or whatever, and if he just dropped the car off somewhere and just let it go, like, fuck it, and then just walked away and stayed in New York, like...
You can't get away with nothing nowadays, man. Technology.
Yeah, but this is, what, 2000, you said, right? So, I mean, that was just in paperwork then. Like, I guess, how long will Enterprise keep that on the books?
Right, you mean, is it like a 7-year thing? Like,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, is it dropped off? Like, hey, forget
that. Hey, he might have still had it, though. And it'd be like, man, it's 2007. They'd be like, it's been 7 years, man. Right. I thought it was 7 years, I let it go.
I would have got away with so much stuff back in the day.
Well, and also, robberies, if you get away, I think it's a 7-year statute of limitation on robbery, too.
It is?
Yeah. That's how people could talk about stuff they did back in the day.
Oh, like the cocaine.
I think that's a trick, though.
No. I think it is. The only statute of limitation is on murder. That's the only thing that doesn't have a statute of limitation. Everything else does.
They still got a statute of limitation on rape?
No. It's a statute of limitation on it, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But still, like, that's
it's like 6-7 years. Like, anything. That's how Bill Cosby can't get it convicted for a whole bunch of stuff.
That's crazy.
So homeboy could, in theory, if he stayed out of for 7 years.
And you think Bill Cosby did it?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he raped them.
Man, look. Now, he might not have raped that particular woman, but he did a nice 60% of these women.
Yeah, I think at that time, that probably was kind of common.
Yeah.
He couldn't stop.
Whenever all the other old men was like, man, I'm going to fall back on this, though, around 98. You know, like, man.
This is what I'm about.
Oh, no, it was OJ. OJ got cast to fall back like, man, it ain't sweet out here, man.
Right.
I'm going to go and fall back, man. Don't even send my switch shipment to Quaaludes, man. I'm all good, man. This is my last set.
Y'all see the video when he walking out of court?
Yeah.
We talking about when he went, hey.
I think he's trying to make himself have, like, be like, act like he got dementia or he doesn't really have it.
I think... I don't know.
Like something where you go almost crazy, where like you don't want to retry the person. Like, oh man, ain't worth retrying them. They all fucked up.
Yeah, he about to die. Look how
old
he can't even see.
I mean, like, he's old, dude.
That's what
Shug Knight
trying to do.
But no, and I forgot the mobster in New York that did that, where he acted like he used to walk out with just a robe and slippers. I forgot his name. Yeah, the dude that killed like 15 people before he got old. The dude would just walk around slide like he was like, and he stayed out of jail for like 7 years though. Right. But then he would be like regular in the crib, like, yeah, kill that motherfucker though. Like,
dude, where my cigarettes at?
Hey, the dude used to walk. He kept it up for like 8 years. He would like shuffle his feet and walking down the street. Like, for you in a bathrobe and a Kango hat.
Wow.
Like, that's what he did. And then I forgot the mobster. People were probably, I had to look them up, but they called him the dementia Don or something like that. It was something like that,
I
man.
Know exactly what
yeah, because he just got locked up in the like mid 90s. Right. Wow. He ran that through like the late 80s to the mid 90s.
Y'all talking about this man is killing people? Look at him.
Dude, I was like, yo. This dude is, he was like, man, I got 7 years to get off this the statute of limitations.
That's crazy.
I do think a lot of people lied on Bill Cosby, though. I don't think he raped all of them.
I don't think he raped all of them, but he raped some of them, though. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Most definitely.
People don't cash in. I'm like, Michael Jackson ain't touch all them kids.
I don't think he touched
But he did. You don't think he touched no kids?
I don't think he touched no kids, man.
Oh, no.
I think Mike, man, I think Mike was still that childlike thing, though, man. I don't think he was on no shit like that.
I mean, but he was, I mean.
I think he'd be playing with people and thinking like I'm another kid playing around.
Yeah, playing with their penis.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, real.
I don't think he was
touching them kids, man.
You think he was touching on them?
Yeah, he touched a couple of kids.
I think he was doing a lot of playing with them, but I think he was doing some other stuff, too.
Yeah, some of them was getting some special treatment. Yeah. Like, y'all cool over there, but this little white-haired, blue-haired boy, right? Come here. Let me talk to you real quick. Jesus juice and all.
So you think, man, so I need to let it go that Mike was putting his hands on his
He was
boy.
Messed up in the head, man.
Why does no black kids ever get caught? Was he racist about it?
He don't like black booty. That's his preference. But you ain't got to go that deep into it. That was just his preference. Yeah. Was white boys.
Okay, well, fair enough. He only wanted a white guy.
Yeah, look at his kids. He ain't had no black kids.
Hey, one of his kids starting to look more black though. The girl looking more black.
I haven't seen
her. What's her name?
Paris.
Yeah. Paris started to look more black. Now it's making me question if it was a dude named Roscoe or something that was like the gardener or something that was the one instead of that white dude they claim is.
Yeah, we know it definitely wasn't Michael.
It's Vincent Gigante is the dude that's the one that shuffled his feet. Vincent Gigante.
What do they call him?
His nickname was The Chin, but then they called him, he didn't die till 2005. He didn't go into jail till 2003.
Damn.
He kept it up for 12 years. The dude kept it up for 12 years.
He won.
He won. You're right. Yeah.
Kept it for 12 years.
Damn.
How the fuck, dude? And some, like, he was good, man. They should have put him in movies instead of putting him in jail.
Yeah, that's dope.
He should have played himself 12
years
in the movie.
Doing that. That's dope, man.
Yeah. And think about, like,
it's dedication.
You had to keep it up. And he would walk real slow. So think about, you got to get frustrated. Like, you try and go to a bodega to get a banana or something in the morning. And you got to do that every morning.
I got to do this old shuffle down to the store.
That's dedication.
Like, but he probably, like, it's better than being in jail.
Right.
Like, I'm going to take my time. And then he was a dick about it because he would do it in public just people could see that he was fucked up. He got people, he's a fucking mafia down. He could have somebody drive him or go do this shit for him. He would go do that shit.
Hey, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy shit, man. Oh, man. Let's go and get into our topics, man. Shout out to Prodigy, man, from Mobb Deep, man.
Rest in peace.
Man, rest in peace, man. Man, that was...
Yeah, I'm working. I think I'm going to do a mixtape.
Oh, you'll do a Prodigy mixtape? Yeah, oh, shit. Bet. That man, like,
came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah. At first, somebody texted me, but I was like, man, let me see this.
I didn't know he was that young.
He's only 42.
I thought he was older than that.
No, Survival of the Fittest came out. He was 19.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that first album, he was 19 on doing Shook Ones, man.
Man.
And that was 96.
Yeah. I found out by looking at your post. Had posted. I was like, damn, Prodigy.
Yeah, Prodigy died, man. Like, he was finished the show. Then somebody was trying to say, I guess he choked on an egg or some shit.
In
the hospital, I was like, man, that's kind of, first of all, it's fucked up that you fucking even trying to mention that right after the motherfucker died, if it is true that
I don't think that's how he died, though.
Yeah, he had schizophrenia. We know how the fuck he died.
Damn.
Not schizophrenia. Oh,
sickle cell. Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Yeah, like, damn, he had that too.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't know. He was all messed up.
No wonder him and Havoc was fighting all the time.
Yeah, he had sickle cell, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know T-Boz got, like, shit. Yeah.
42. How old is T-Boz?
42, somewhere in there. Yeah. So I was like, she probably like, shit, I ain't doing no shows this month. Right. And they just dropped the album. And they on tour with Boys the Men, 90 by Nature, and that whole 90s back tour.
Damn.
It's like them, 90 by Nature, What's the dude? What was that dude? Sugar Ray.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they threw him in that motherfucker.
Sugar Ray with Naughty by Nature and TLC.
And it's like, and then somebody else random, man. Like, yeah. Like, but he not going by Sugar Ray, because Sugar Ray's the band. Right. It's his real name. What, I forgot his real name. Because I had to Google it. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Ain't
that
the dude
that
sang the Shrek song?
Is it? I'm thinking.
That's Smash Mouth or something I'm thinking about.
Yeah, no. Sugar Ray's the one that was kind of like the beginning, early 2000s white boy band.
Yeah.
But they were like doing pop stuff, but they were a band. Right. Type thing, like what that was kind of going on.
He with Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, I looked at the thing online. I'm like, who the fuck is that? So I Googled it. I was like, oh, he from Sugar Ray. So he just going by himself, like, fuck it.
Right.
Damn. It ain't enough checks on this tour, though, for all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, get that money.
We can't get all seven of us in this band on the tour.
Get somebody else to do some background.
Yeah, man, but Prodigy, man. The fucked up part about Prodigy, man, is that a lot of kids want, the last memory most people may know of him is getting put on the Summer Jam screen. That's fucked up.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I was a big Mobb Deep fan.
I was a big Mobb Deep fan, too. Yeah. I was a big Mobb Deep fan in high school.
Quiet Storm was my favorite song, man.
Hell on Earth was my shit, too. He had so many tracks, shook ones.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing that was beautiful about Prodigy, man, he didn't try to overly rhyme.
At all.
He just rhymed. Yeah. Like, he just...
Because he'd go off beat and everything.
Yeah, he just rhymed. There wasn't nothing extra lyrical miracle. It wasn't
Right.
Not some kind of extra thing like extra sounds or extra kind of putting on with his rhyme. He just rhymed, and it was just like, so that's a big one for hip hop, man. Yeah, that's a big one.
I hope they do something for him at the BET Awards.
Yeah, yeah. Knowing BET, they won't.
Right. Or if they do, it'd just be horrible.
It'd just be a picture.
Right.
Prodigy.
Yeah, I remember Prodigy.
Yeah. No, they just had somebody come out, they just played Shook Ones in the background. Right. Shout out to y'all. Everybody taking rest in peace for Prodigy, y'all. Yeah, Prodigy.
Yeah.
All right, next up is Lil Uzi Vert doing three songs off his mixtape, because they don't do albums, and then he'll come out and perform three shitty songs in a row. Remy, did you see All Eyes on Me yet?
Nah, I ain't seen it. I'm going to try to see it.
That's what I'm calling the movie, All Eyes on Me.
You can probably just watch it on the Fire Stick, bro. Yeah.
Look, man, these people that are saying that they like this movie, man, I think y'all don't like good movies, period. Like, I'm really having a problem. Like, some of y'all don't like good movies. Like, I mean, y'all like bad movies, and that's fine. I like Belly, too, but it's a bad movie.
Hey, now Belly's a classic now.
It's a classic, but it's not a good movie.
You don't like Belly?
No, I love Belly, but you can like a bad movie.
Belly's better than All Eyes on Me.
That's a great point.
Way better than All Eyes on Me.
That's a great point.
Way better. And the problem was, man, this dude's never acted before. Yeah. So they throw
it's not even that. The direction, the script.
You know what really got me was the songs.
Hail Mary, man.
Like, bro, how do you have all this big catalog of songs and you don't use any song correctly during the whole
thing? Hail Mary in the performance right before.
So, like, he was performing Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. Performing it.
What?
Perform right before he did Hit Him Up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Great. I got to go see it. I think people probably love it because...
They just nostalgic.
Because it's Tupac.
They did the whole Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
They did the whole Humpty Dance. The whole song.
They didn't even do it right if you look at
it. No, they didn't do the dance right, but they did the whole song in concert. Man. And I'm like, really? Crazy.
Wow.
Like, you could have used that for some other stuff, like Strictly for My Niggas or something.
Right. Dear Mama was used completely wrong.
Like, did they use it for real?
They used it when she saw him in the prison.
Yeah,
she walked out.
Yeah.
Then they started playing
They shitted on Afeni because they'd act like she was a crackhead the whole goddamn movie.
Exactly.
And she fucking was holding shit down for him after she got out of rehab and shit.
Right. And I'm like, why would you play Dear Mama when he was taking her to rehab? That's like the perfect part for that. You know what I'm saying? They waited till she talked to him in jail when she ain't on drugs.
Then
no
that
more.
Snoop voiceover.
I heard the Snoop was horrible.
No. Somebody was trying to say that him and did the voice. No, I rewatched it on Fire Stick. That wasn't him.
That's Snoop doing that voice.
Dude that did it said I was doing that in the interview. No, son.
That's dub dope.
I watched it on the Fire Stick.
That's dub dope.
To make sure that I knew this movie was whack before I really jumped out the window.
He dubbed over this whole thing.
Like, it's Snoop, like literally like how you do a cartoon movie, like where somebody dubbed over the voice.
The whole time?
It was like three words that the dude actually said itself. Because I was watching, because when he first talked, I was like, nah, he sounds too much like Snoop.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, hold up. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, how come they couldn't do that for the Tupac nigga?
Exactly.
What the fuck is going on?
I literally was sitting there and I sat literally up in my seat.
I was like, yo.
Wow.
And I made it a point to keep looking at that dude's lips when he was talking.
Wow.
And I was like, that's Snoop. Snoop dubbed over everything that dude said. That dude had one like one line that he said by himself. Everything else was straight Snoop.
Did he have a big role?
Big enough.
I mean, it was
big enough. It was to be a newcomer, too?
Yeah,
it was big enough, but that dude was not talking. Like they dubbed over them completely.
Wow. Like it was bad direction, man. And that, and allegedly, I look, this had the same budget as fucking Straight Outta Compton.
Are you serious?
That's what it says online, man. I don't know. It seemed like it was $8 million on this instead of in a bucket of chicken or something that they did on this.
And Benny Boone directed this.
Why did we let Bunny Boomer do this?
I was like,
but that's the thing. I think nobody liked that fucking script.
It had to be like that.
Antoine Fuqua said fuck it.
Yeah.
John Singleton said fuck it. And I think Malcolm Lee was asked too. Fuck it.
Right.
And then they went down to Benny Boone.
Yeah.
And there's probably some other directors that didn't was looked at it at, in a preliminary stage, didn't even get to the point to signing no contract. Yeah. Like fuck it.
Benny Boone said, I'm gonna cut this check.
Yeah. And I'm not mad at Benny Boone. You got a check is a check, man.
And plus, if it came out good, he
guess had nothing
what?
To lose though.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. And I guess what you could do is because he always go back to videos.
Yeah. And look, next day air two is sitting there waiting.
Right. Right, Next Day Air was a great
movie. That was a straight movie. It was for what it was.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I was actually real surprised when I saw that.
I mean, it was a dope movie.
Did you see SWAT 2 that he did?
SWAT 2?
Yeah.
As a part 2?
He directed SWAT 2. I watched it.
Is LL in that?
No. Ain't nobody from the first one in. But it was fucked up thing. They tried. It's this random character that was like a dude in the office. They took him and then moved him to Detroit and said, like, you got to help out this new SWAT team. In Detroit. But it was a dude that was in the first movie, but he was like a dude in their class when they was doing SWAT, dog.
Wow.
But he was like a throwaway character that had a couple. I was like, because I clicked on the dude's name. I was like, oh, he is in SWAT 1. I'm like, who the fuck he?
They was like, you want to make some money, bro?
You was in a scene, right?
Yeah.
I was in, come on over. But so Benny Boone directed SWAT 2 as well.
Okay,
but the movie was bad, man. People are going to realize how bad this movie is when they rewatch it.
Right. That movie was.
They got caught in the movie theater with the music and all the bells and whistles of just. I don't even know bells and whistles, just a whistle. Or just stuff, man. It was pissing me off. I was so mad at the end of that movie, man.
I just couldn't, like. I'm just thinking, the whole time I was thinking, like, did they not watch Straight Outta Compton? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That whole formula worked. That made it a great movie.
And then the state of Tupac is pissed off at the movie. They said Afeni was mad, but before she died,
right.
About the way the movie was going.
Right.
Because you know what I'm saying? Jada's mad.
Man, that thing was hard. Yeah, Jada was pissed off. See all the tweets she did? She was like, this ain't happened, that ain't happened, this ain't happened.
They threw Jada in at random parts, Rim, just to be able to say they had Jada in there, right. It felt like.
For real.
Yeah. And they had, this is a small critique, all the fake asses they had in there. They ain't had no 90s asses in there. They had up-to-date asses.
I was talking to my partner, and you know what I'm saying? Like, usually, it's all right to see nudity in a scene, but it's like they tried to make up for not having nudity in that movie, in that one scene. You notice, like,
the
it was like
the little party scene with all the
chicks. It was like 6-7 minutes of just straight ass and titty, just right there. Like, yeah, we get the point.
Yeah,
he had sex. Okay, that's great. What did we do?
We got three chicks in the bed.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, it was this, man. Like, you didn't care for Tupac. If you didn't know nothing about Tupac, you didn't give a fuck about no Tupac.
Nope.
Like, if you was a person that didn't know anything, like, Straight Outta Compton, you had people like, oh, shit, I want to go back and get Straight Outta Compton soundtrack. The Straight Outta Compton first album and listen to all this different stuff and find out more about him. You ain't getting no fuck about no fucking Tupac after this.
Man.
I barely did if I didn't know nothing about him.
You know, crazy point, my kids took me to go see that movie on Father's Day.
So you was like,
I was like,
you know,
what? Like,
y'all did this to me on purpose?
Yeah, I was like, wait. Because they was like, hey, let's go see the Tupac movie.
And he was like, all
right. You don't even know who I spell Tupac, first of all. You know what I'm saying? They're like, nah, we thought you want to see it. I'm like, well, let's go. Let's go watch it.
Did your kids? What'd your kids
think? They was disappointed too.
Wow, and the younger people.
They were disappointed too. I mean, I sang like a couple of songs in there just because I hadn't heard them in a while.
Right.
And my daughter was like, oh, yeah, see, I know you like. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, the further I was like, it was long. It was like a bunch of nothing.
It was long and it was nothing.
Drawn out.
It was long and nothing.
Yeah, long nothing.
And it was quick of stuff.
Purgatory.
And it was long.
Right.
It was quick 3-minute bullshit for 2.5 hours.
Purgatory.
Like, you never got in depth in anything. Like,
right.
He got randomly deep at different points for no reason, with no context of who he was as a person.
Right.
The biggest question I have about that movie is when he was in jail and he walked out on the yard.
With the who shot you, that was horribly done wrong too.
Not even that part. Okay, with the who shot you part, but when that old man came up to him and started trying to drop knowledge to him, nigga, who are you?
Yeah.
Where did you come from? They was like,
you
why
made
is he
up a motherfucker.
Exactly. He was listening to him, you know what I'm saying? And the stuff he was saying was deep, but it was like, we haven't seen this character at all,
see,
this whole damn movie. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe that
right.
Tupac got this deep relationship, you know what I'm saying?
With this random dude right. in the yard. Right. And they gonna say the reason Pac got mad at Biggie, he heard who he shot you in the yard.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yep. That's not why Pac was mad at him from the get go, yeah, because he thought that he got the, he didn't necessarily think they set him up, but right, they knew who did it.
Exactly.
Information exactly on it. Yeah. Exactly.
It was like, yo, I came to see y'all niggas at the studio and I got robbed and shot on the way up to see y'all.
Right.
What's going on? And they was like, Pac didn't get mad till he went to prison and heard Who Shot You by Biggie.
That was way before that.
Man.
Way before that, he was mad. It was so many things, man. Like, to me, the deepest parts about Tupac being in jail was all the different types of people that came to visit him.
Right.
Dude, he had, like, Mickey Rourke come see him in jail. Right. Madonna, Rosie Perez, like, random Jasmine Guy. Like, you had random different types of people that came to visit him and wrote him and stuff. Right. They said you could write a book on the letters he got while he was in jail.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They didn't use any of that.
And he used any of that.
Any of that.
My thing is, I always said if I ever did a Tupac movie, I would do it from the night he died. You just do it, and you just have him having flashbacks and just having his life going on from that day. And you don't have to commit to doing his whole life.
Right.
Or just one point in his life. You do the last 2 weeks of his life. You do something where you ain't got to do the whole movie. Because mm-hmm. it's too much. You was at, especially if your budget.
I would have started when he got out of jail.
Or you could do that and just do and keep it real intimate from mm-hmm. Tupac getting out of jail at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
And I call Out on Bail, like the Tupac song, Out on Bail. And that's the first song playing when he come out and everything. With Suge sitting there waiting for him to get out. And here we go. This the movie.
Anything could have been better than what they gave. Dude, because gave
it's so much deeper stuff, man. I've researched right. and read Pac stuff so much. Like, him and Jada Pinkett has so deep a relationship. Y'all know she came up with the concept of California Love. She was directed.
I didn't know that.
Hype Williams was the director that she was working with on California Love. Will Smith got her not to do it because he was like, I don't feel comfortable you fucking around doing it.
Damn.
Will Smith is the one that blocked Jada from directing the music video. She came up with the concept of the Mad Max and shit.
Right.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they had a deeper thing than that. Like, they used to bounce ideas off each other and stuff. And then that white woman at the beginning, mm-hmm. that woman was basically like his mentor his whole life. The one that discovered it was Shaggy Dude that showed her
for 3 minutes.
Not three. Remember, it was a camera panning.
See.
It was a camera panning. And it said that
she introduced him as MC New York. And then they showed her.
They introduced him to Digital Underground.
Yeah, Digital Underground.
And that woman was his mentor his whole life.
Yep.
His whole life. That woman was like his mentor his whole life.
That's crazy.
Like, I mean, like, yo, like, what the fuck? I was even saying you could even do a movie on Tupac from all the perspective of all the women that was in his life.
Yeah.
Like, from his mother, his sister, Jada, Kidada, Rosie Perez real cool with him. Like, all these other women, and just have a movie surrounding how he was based around it. Because he said that, he even says, like, I ain't had any dudes I fuck with like that. I really only fuck with women like that on a basis like that. So why not make a movie like that?
Damn.
On A View, kind of like the O.J. Simpson.
There you go. Exactly. From other people's perspectives around that central figure. Because that figure is so iconic, you can't really do him, man.
Right. And plus, they left it like he was straight mad at Biggie when he died. When that wasn't even case, he was trying to make everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was on a whole nother level. That One Nation.
Yeah. They didn't talk about none of that. They just did the little Death Row East part. Like Death Row East.
Yep.
They didn't talk about none of that with the One Nation stuff. Nope. Like, I mean, there was so many things that you could have went through instead of showing him with bitches all the time.
To be so long, we got nothing.
It was so long.
All we know is he got shot a couple times.
And then actually the best actor in there was Corey Harvey. The dude that played Haitian Jack was the best part of the movie to me.
Mm. I like the dude that played Snoop Dogg, even though Snoop Dogg did his voice for him. You know what I'm saying?
He's taking a lot of subtractions though for that. I mean, that's like saying somebody hooping though. Like, I mean, he can shoot though. He can't pass, but shit. But he can shoot like a motherfucker. Though. Don't let that nigga pass, but he'll shoot like a motherfucker. Man.
That Jada Pinkett character was horrible.
Yeah,
it's like the dude that played Tupac knew how to do like 3 Tupac poses.
And just rolled him out his the
head.
Whole way.
Yeah. He knew how to tilt his head. I don't ever, you know how Tupac right. always got his head. He got that down pat. That was it. But everything else, nah.
He just kept jumping on her. And the Suge Knight dude looked like my wife called him a puppy dog. Like, he was like, he looks so cute. I was like, no, Suge is not supposed to be fucking cute. No. Like, the Suge in fucking Strata Compton was menacing. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah. If that nigga run up on me regular now, I still would be like,
right.
Oh, man, you sure you wasn't Suge for real? Like,
right.
Like, but that's how I was, man. It was just like,
man.
Oh, y'all, we can't let this happen no more. And then I'm mad at the executive producer. Because he just held on to this shit, though. And I think the nigga's just doing a money grab at this point.
Right.
Because he probably invested so much money in it, trying to get stuff popping. You didn't interview nobody for this motherfucker.
It's doing numbers, though.
Oh, what's this drop off this week?
Was it better than that Leah movie?
I never said a Leah movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. That was a Lifetime movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This movie does remind you of a Lifetime movie, though.
The Leah movie was horrible.
But you got to go watch it. Like, even if you're out there, you think it's bad. Because if you want to see more stories about black people.
Yeah, exactly.
You
gotta, it's going to make his money, but it's going to have a drop off this week. Guaranteed. Watch. That drop off is going to be major. Dude, it's got a 20% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeesh.
Wow.
And then I was having people. Notorious is a much better movie, real. Like, Notorious is like, God, I watched it the other night. I was like, this movie is actually pretty decent. Right. Considering this Tupac movie, God damn, they had a cohesive story. It was like,
yeah, I like Notorious.
The direction was good. Like, okay. Like, I mean, it wasn't maybe everything you wanted in the storyline because you know more about Biggie, but.
Right.
It's better than All Lies on Me.
Yeah, that movie's bad.
What you finna say on.
I think I was saying I like Notorious. I think I lost the other thought.
Yeah. So, I mean, Rim, did you have any expectation for it? Because you weren't a big Pac fan.
I never was really a big Pac fan, for real. I mean, I liked some of his records, but I wasn't, like, the biggest fan. Right. But I thought, like, Tupac, one of them artists, like, it's kind of hard to do a movie on him. If you don't do it right.
It's going to be fucked up.
Yeah, so it's like I wouldn't even took on the responsibility.
That's what I'm saying. If I was a director, though.
That's why everybody was passing. You know, like, nope, I'm good.
Especially they weren't letting you people redo the script either, though. Like, if you're going to bring in Antoine Fuqua, the motherfucker did Training Day.
Right.
You need to let him do whatever adjustments he want to do.
Right.
John Singleton, you need to let him do the adjustments he want to do.
They wouldn't let him change anything?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. They had one script they was trying to run with. It must be somebody's cousin or something. I need to look up who wrote this screenplay. This motherfucker needs to get no work ever again.
Right.
Or at least on a docu. Maybe he did SWAT 2. SWAT 2.
Oh, they just teamed up
Benny,
again.
Yeah, like, I know Benny.
They just took the SWAT 3 script and changed it. We can make this about Tupac.
Right. Took the SWAT
just watch this. Just watch
this. They got the guns and everything. We just travel with exactly. It and shit. Man, next up, man, Jay-Z decided. Well, first he gets into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and now he's also dropping a new album, all video and treatment inspired, like the Beyonce Lemonade.
What's the name of that album?
I think it's like 444,
something like that.
Of course, these conspiracy theory motherfuckers are trying to figure out the numerology on this shit.
That's the Illuminati.
Look, it's four stars, nigga. Yeah. Four on top of four.
It's like carry four tracks.
Carry the four. That's 666, see?
Exactly. They are his twins, probably. Everybody talking about they with the Illuminati. Everybody talking about some Beyonce first twins. They, man, she had Kelly and Michelle. That was her first set of twins.
That's dirty. That's dirty. Oh,
man.
That is dirty.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, that is messed up.
First set of
twins.
At least
wow.
Beehive won't get me on that.
I mean, Jay-Z, you know, man. I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce, I don't think they ever going to fall off at this point.
Nah, you can't. There's too many people looking up to them. As
there's too many people eating off of them. Exactly. Motherfuckers will start robbing them. Exactly. To make sure that they...
Exactly.
Nigga, you going to buy that motherfucking album.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign up a title right now. Do it right now in front of me.
Right.
Pull out your credit card.
These women live with Beyonce, man. If they get a divorce, then she couldn't do it. I can't do it.
Oh,
they can't divorce each other. Like, okay, it's Jay-Z. What do you go to next?
Beyonce is always going to upgrade if she leaves Jay-Z. Let's just be honest.
You think she not can money wise?
I mean, money wise, yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, what she gonna get? Do what every other black woman do? Gonna get a dude from Dubai?
Yeah, Dubai. Yeah. Something. She gonna pull an Eve, but she gonna get somebody to look better than Jay-Z. Come on, that's not the best.
Oh, you said looks
wise? Looks wise.
I was saying, but that's what I was thinking.
Jay is doing losing in the split. What's he gonna do?
I was thinking about equal losing.
Nah, dude.
Because actually, like, if Beyonce was cheating with you, you couldn't even tell nobody that you were though. Nobody would believe you. Like, it's in a perfect situation. She could cheat all she wants to on the real. Who's gonna believe you that you can have a picture of her in the bed? Like, man, nah, man, that's a chick you met. That's that chick you met at the club last night.
So we just gonna put Beyonce head on top of that. That's what we gonna do.
Like, you can have her singing in a video your name and be like, man.
She talking about her cousin,
right? Yeah. She'll say your birthday even. And be like, man, I don't even believe.
You crazy. Yeah, nobody.
Nobody would believe you.
Nobody.
Like, yo, think about you. You would literally, like, she might even make you sign some contractual shit.
Probably.
Like, I'm going to fuck you for at least 6 months. You need to sign here, here, X here, here, and here.
And what man ain't going to sign that contract? Man. Decided with my blood. You want me? Let me here. Like, I just
no. The fucking part is the nigga that don't think it's Illuminati, so I sign my blood, right? If that's the ritual shit y'all do, I sign with blood, right?
Wait, do I sign away my firstborn, right? Okay, yeah. Whatever you need. Whatever you need, you got it. Just tell me when you're ready.
So Assata Shakur, man, Trump tried to get her out of Cuba. That's not happening. Cuba said, fuck you.
I swear if he messed
not
up.
Not Trump's trying
stuff.
To shut down Cuba now.
Yeah, I swear if he messed up. I want
to
go to.
I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go.
If he messed this up, man, I'm trying to tell you. I can't be caught legally saying something in the microphone. But Trump, you better not fucking do it.
Damn. Hey, man. Like, they always trying to fuck up anybody.
Yeah.
I think they saw too many black people going down.
Hey, Cuba said nope. They was like, yo, hey, y'all need to give it back. Nope.
No.
Get there.
I thought she might have left the country already, though.
Oh, Cuba?
Yeah, her. When it opened up the gates, I would just think in general she'd have just left the country at that point.
They said it's all political now. Like, even the circumstances of her killing that New Jersey cop.
Oh, yeah,
like,
man. She didn't
you
do
know what
it,
I'm saying?
Yeah, she didn't do that shit, man.
Just the real witch hunt that Trump been talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, going back to Pac, though, I did like dude that played Mutulu, though.
Oh, yeah.
My boy Jamie Hector
from The Wire.
Yeah, he did a good job as Mutulu.
Yeah, he's just a great actor.
And he wasn't in there enough either.
No.
Like, it was like the people that are the most impactful in Tupac's life, it felt like they weren't in there for real, man.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think, who was in there for real?
Like I ain't say, I was hoping that they'd have Tretch in there, because, you know, they was partners.
Tretch was to be in there, yes.
Yeah, they was partners. Like,
that's the reason he got juice, though.
Exactly. No reason to be, exactly. That's the reason he got juice. And all they did, my partner was going for the role, but, you know, I was there and I said something.
Right.
Well, and I saw on Tretch Twitter, he said, they ain't even hollering at me either, though. Like, Tretch was like his best friend in the industry.
Right. I'm like, come on, man.
Like, come on.
I just knew they was going to show him, but nope. They even say his name. I'm like, that's fire.
I was like, y'all just don't give no fuck about this legacy, man. And y'all people that are really liking this movie riding for it, y'all suck too, man. Y'all really don't love Tupac like y'all say y'all do.
They don't like movies.
And on top of it, and y'all don't love Tupac like y'all say y'all do either. Nah. Lil Yachty is falling off. He's upset that his album didn't sell. He told all his fans that he failed them. That, you know, he wasn't speaking for the degenerates that like himself, who you know, because his whole album was that different. Did you see the album cover, Rim?
Yeah, with all the different.
Yeah, it's called like Odd Kid or something. I don't know what the fuck it was called. Like something weird.
What do you expect?
I don't know, man. The album is trash beyond trash, man. Like I tried to just listen to like a random track, and I was like, oh, this sucks. Then I listened to another 10 seconds. Sucks.
Yeah. People grow up. Like after you learn nursery rhymes, you start to learn how to read books, and you progress. You move on. Everybody gonna keep listening to that crap.
And the fucked up part is that Lil Yachty has propelled the Migos to decent lyricists.
Why?
Right.
Ain't that some fucked up? Ain't that? Right. Like, I know the Migos. Migos people are like. They ain't that bad.
No,
for real. And, like, and it maybe, and maybe the Migos may have lyrics.
They got a little. They've
gotten
better
though,
too.
Though they actually heard they saying though now,
right.
And kind of, I think they kind of was like, man, if we gonna be in this thing for more than you know, some more time, we need to figure out people know what we saying though, before they can not just be like, hum-a-da.
He did exactly what Trump did for Bush, because I was thinking the other day, I was like, damn, Bush wasn't that damn bad.
No, that's what you know what I'm saying. I want George W. Bush.
Where he at? Man, I'm sorry all the stuff I said, bro.
Hey, man,
let's get a beer.
You know what? I think as black people, we need to give a total like apologetory to George Bush, though. Like,
exactly.
Man, we sorry, man. Like, it wasn't you, man. We know it's your daddy and Dick Cheney making you do all this
shit. Exactly.
We sorry, man.
And we went to war with that dude.
Right.
I'm like, nah, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the how I wrote on you about the Katrina stuff, man.
Exactly.
Anybody, I mean, you that was your personality to get caught up like that. That's how you kind of. I should have expected you to rock out like that.
Exactly.
You supposed to look like a deer in the headlights. That's you, man. That's. Man. Oh man.
He was not that bad.
No, that's so funny you said that, man. Damn, man. But Lil Yachty, man. What are y'all thinking about? Is he gonna be gone by next year?
Oh yeah, he probably by
next
gone
year.
Right? He got
end of this year, right?
He got his money, though. The problem is he ain't be able to sustain all the stuff he got.
I mean, because think about all of the cats. Well, you had Rich Homie Quan.
The youngest, dude, they really mess with him, though.
With Lil Yachty?
They do. He got
even like, now, but his album didn't sell nothing. They obviously don't care that much.
I mean, he got like his own little following, you know what I'm saying?
So does Trinidad James, but we don't hear about him.
Right.
Yeah. I think he'll be here for another year. That's it.
It's another year?
But another year.
I hope he drop out this year. It'd be over with.
Did y'all see? Oh, that was something I wanted to put on. Did y'all see the Freshman XL cover?
Yeah.
I guess name how many did you know on that cover?
I ain't know nobody on that cover.
It was one dude I heard of. I forgot his name.
Talking about Cap G?
him and the light skinned dude.
Oh, he just got by one name, I think.
That Drake looking dude in the
back. Yeah, I seen like some of his videos, but the other cats, I was like,
we had the one dude on Raw Nah before.
Who?
The dude that looks Ethiopian on there. We had him on Raw Nah with him and his boys in the back of the car jumping around. We had him on Raw Nah. Yeah. It was like Simba. It's like no, it's not Simba. It's like someone. Let me pull it up.
You remember if it was Raw Nah?
I remember we maybe gave it an or something, or maybe nah, I don't know. Rim probably gave it a nah, more than likely. But Cap G on there, I knew Kamaya too, though, because Kamaya came up under E-40 in the bay. That's the girl on there. And a lot of people was like, man, the Kamaya, she's a decent rapper, though. She from the bay, like, and people were like, man, I don't know what the fuck she is, like. But you know Ace Boogie with a hoodie, though. You know Ugly Guy, though. Triple X Tentacion or whatever the fuck he's called.
And I heard of him because he got knocked out.
All the drama
out.
He in.
Yeah,
I
he never get knocked out.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Hey man, that dude got knocked out. That dude jumped on stage like a phantom.
Right.
Like literally, that dude literally comes out of nowhere and then like he got him nice.
I was like, no security on that side. Like,
I'm like, I'm like, nobody saw him.
Like that's what I'm saying. He's like the Flash or something like from the TV show. Like,
when you look, security come from all the other side.
Right. And then he was the Flash with the power, and then he lost him right after that. Like, he thought Bob was like, then that was it.
Duh. I'm like, hey, he got knocked the hell out. Then they threw his ass into the barrier a week later. That he was trying to
the same dude.
Nah, he was trying to crowd surf, so his partner was holding. They were swinging him and about to throw him. They tried to throw him into the crowd. They weak ass threw him straight into the barrier.
Oh, shit.
It's on World Star. You can go there and say they threw him straight into the barrier.
Oh, my God. Hold on, man. I'm going to have to peep that, man.
I was like, man, this dude stayed losing.
Yeah, the dude that I'm talking about, Rim, you talking about Kyle, Rim.
Yep. That's him. Yeah, I saw a couple. I think we had him, too, on
Do we have him on I'm trying to think the dude, his name is like it's not Potpourri, it's something like that, man. It's like, but I remember seeing it when I saw the video. I looked him up and I was like, oh, we've had this dude on Raw Nah. And I looked up in the email through our back through the thing and I was like, okay, yeah.
You say Potpourri?
I hope
it's something
not.
Like
I hope that's
not
his
like that, man.
It wouldn't surprise me nowadays, yeah. The damn name these kids got.
His name was Anime, that's what it is. It looks like it's anime, but it's Anime.
You know, it's like a group, ain't it?
Yeah, A M I N A.
They got a couple joints.
Yeah, Anime.
I think it's like, I thought it was a group.
Is this the worst freshman list so far ever? Because before we gave it to
the last group.
Right? That last group was the worst. Damn, but then they getting worse and worse.
The last group.
The last group was Lil Uzi Vert, Yahtzee, Kojak Black.
That was pretty bad, too.
Denzel Curry, G Herbo, Dave East, Lil Dicky, Anderson .Paak. I don't know why he's on there. Designer and 21 Savage.
Lil Dicky, boy. I mess with Lil Dicky.
Yeah. I guess popularity-wise, that list is decent because 21 Savage, kids liking them.
I mess with Anderson .Paak.
Anderson .Paak.
Yeah. Dave and Dave East.
Dave East.
Yeah.
Kojak Black. I don't call him Kodak. Kojak. Kojak Black and Lil Uzi Vert, they all popular.
Yeah, he took them gold teeth out, right?
He did?
Yep, he took out the gold teeth out and put diamond teeth in.
Oh,
wow.
Of course. I thought, I was like, oh, maybe Kojak is trying to do
the most stupidest thing I could do. Yeah. Because I was like, oh, he got them took out. It was like it was 3 days apart. They showed him getting taken. I'm like, oh, man, that's what's up. He got them things taken out. Then 2 days later, he smiled with that dumbass smile he got in his all diamond teeth. I'm like, for real.
Wow. 15 class, nobody, everybody on this list is none. Fetty Wap, that's another one we ain't going to hear from ever again.
You don't think so? That
little sing song you shit rocked out for that one summer.
Need another song, too. He got a kind of weird crowd, too.
He does? You think he has a following?
He do. I mean, it's not, I don't know if it's a big
that problem, one got Dej Loaf, him, Kid, OG Mako, Shy Glizzy, K-Camp, okay, Vince Staples, Tink, and Goldlink.
Goldlink is dope.
Yeah. The best class, I think, is 2009 maybe. Or 2010 is the best class, by far. J. Cole, Nipsey Hussle, Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa. Ooh, they fall off with OJ the Juice Man. J-Rock, Fashawn, and Donis.
Yeah.
And then 2011 is decent, too. Meek Mill, Big Crit, Sci High the Prince, Fred the Godson. YG, Kendrick Lamar, Diggy Simmons, Mac Miller, Lil B, Lil Twist.
The last one you said was the best one with J. Cole and Big Sean.
Yeah, you talking about. Then Wale and them is the one. Wale is in 09. Wale, B.O.B., Charles Hamilton, Astrowolf, Corey Guns, Blue, Mickey Fax, Ace Hood, Currency, and Kid Cudi.
What happened to Corey Guns?
Wale seemed like he falling out too. I ain't heard nothing about him.
Wow.
Wale
last album was witty.
Yeah. His last. He had a couple joints on it.
On his Shine album?
Yeah.
Wale is just perpetually just went down, though, too, man. Yeah. He should have. I mean, I get him signing the MMG, but it just didn't fit what he should have been. Nah. Like, he could have been on some J. Cole shit.
Right.
And
right.
kind of fostered his own kind of movement. Like, because J. Cole was like, you know what? Because when J. Cole decided, like, I'm not trying to be like the next Jay-Z, like, fuck it. That's when his career got better.
Right.
Right.
I'm just gonna do my own thing. Cause before J. Cole seemed like he was trying to be like the next young Jay-Z.
Yeah.
When he was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna do my own thing and kind of carve my own path. And he did all right. And he basically took the Wale lane, the lane that was open for Wale when he first came out. Yeah. Damn near. So last up, BET Award nominees, man. Oh, no, no, no. I wanted to question this was for you, Rim. Since we was talking about Prodigy, you think Queens is the best borough for rappers pound for pound in New York?
Hmm. I would say yes.
Over Brooklyn?
I always liked the Queens, you know, style.
Because Brooklyn really kind of rides off of just big
names. They had big,
they top
big,
heavy.
Yeah, they got a couple big names, but I always liked the Queens style. Like,
I mean, Queens got heavy hitters too.
They got Nas.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Nas. They got LL.
All you need is Nas.
Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
They got 50. They got who else from Queens? Run DMC.
Yeah.
Brooklyn got Big Daddy Kane though.
Yeah.
Is Biz Markie from Brooklyn or Queens? Or like Long Island?
Where he from?
He might be from like Long Island or something.
Speaking of boroughs, did you watch that season two of The Get Down? Why was that?
I didn't even get to it.
You know how much their budget was? $25 million an episode. Somebody. They could have fucking did took the Tupac movie and made a Tupac web series off of that.
Hey, did they let Jaden Smith direct that? That's what it looked like with all the cartoon stuff going on.
You know,
like,
the reason they did
it
is they ran out of money. I mean, they was paying, the first season had $25 million an episode. That's why they was trying to fast forward a lot of shit by doing the animation.
Damn.
And it wasn't even good animation.
No, it wasn't. It was horrible, man. I was so disappointed.
Did you see the last season, Room?
I didn't see the second one.
You didn't see the second one?
Yeah. You ain't missing nothing.
Yeah. It was what, five episodes or something?
Yeah, canceled. It was short, too.
I didn't understand what they was like. The first season was dope.
It was dope. They had something so good, and they just took a big shit on top of it.
I think when I think Netflix started like, look here, man, y'all $25 million an episode.
Netflix winning though.
Oh,
Netflix is winning.
Netflix is gonna take over everything.
Will Smith got a movie dropping on that mother.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That looks good. Brad Pitt just had a movie on there.
That was alright.
Yeah, I only watched like half of it so far.
Yeah, War Machine. It was just alright.
It seemed like it was like a little artsy little joint for him so far. Was this okay?
Yeah, it's just okay.
Yeah, though, I mean, because you had been over there, was it kind of like accurate for like being overseas, kind of like?
Yeah, I mean, it was accurate, but it's just it's got to be your cup of tea to get in there.
You got like the war kind of movie. It's not even a war movie though.
Nah, it's not. It's not. It's really not a war movie. It's just about other stuff. It's like one fight scene in, man, but it was just okay. I mean, I got a laugh out of it because I've been there, but. Most of y'all ain't gonna like that. Trust me.
All right, next up, click on that link, Rim. We got the BET Award nominees. We're gonna go to some of these hip hop categories and R&B. Because people asked us what we was gonna think about this. All right, so Beyonce's probably not gonna be there. She just had a baby, so they can cancel that. So all her awards, y'all might as well just go and box them up.
Right.
For her.
She probably taping her accepting the speech right now.
All
right,
so best female R&B pop star, Beyonce. We ain't gonna name other people. Best male R&B pop artist, Bruno Mars, Chris Brown, The Weeknd, Trey Songz, and Usher.
Bruno Mars.
This is Bruno Year.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Year.
Did Chris Brown even drop an album this year?
No.
He was featured on some stuff.
Okay.
Trey Songz, then The Weeknd did.
Oh yeah, no, I know The Weeknd did, and Usher did too. Yeah. That whack ass album.
Was that 2007? Or were they talking
with
about
that? No Limit.
Yeah,
No Limit.
Oh, I hated that song,
dude.
Usher needs to go ahead and be old, man.
Right.
Like, why can't some motherfucking artist just like, yo, I'm going to carve out me a lane. I'm going to be able to do 7,000, 8,000 people a show for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to think I'm going to get 30,000 shows anymore. You ain't got the lane. Just ride your 8,000 out every year before you fuck up your career.
You ain't going to pack the garden no more. Go into that club down the street.
No, go ahead and just do the pageant.
Exactly.
Just do the pageant every exactly. city, though. And that's good money.
Exactly.
Do 4,000 or 5,000 people every city. That's great money.
That's money in the bank.
Yeah.
Tripping.
Look at After Seven has got back together. They finna pack out the pageant coming up in July. They sold out.
Right.
Them motherfuckers, they just dropped another album that they had like, what, two singles in the top 10 just recently.
Escape about clean up too, though.
Escape finna get paid too.
They about clean up.
But I can see them trying to do some young shit, though. Wait for that's coming down the pipe.
They don't need to drop a new album. They just need to tour.
That's the smartest thing to do. Right. And just drop little random singles here and there, though. The smartest thing to do.
Right.
But, Rem, what do you think about that? Did you see that Usher album?
Yeah, the last one, it wasn't bad. That single, I didn't like that single, that No Limit. Yeah. It is, the single probably been dope. It was somebody else.
Yeah, that's not his song.
With him, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? I like when he kind of do, like, you know, some grown stuff.
That Here I Stand album was grown as hell.
Trey Songz, I never got into Trey Songz. Yeah.
I'm a Trey Songz fan, man. I
only like Trey Songz for that one song about cheating. That's
the only song. I listened to the new album yesterday.
It was a pretty album.
I just don't think he can sing for one.
The yodeling.
Yeah,
he acted now. He ain't got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
He said he acted now. He ain't worried about no singing.
Yeah, he ain't trying to do that singing stuff no more.
All right, best group, 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne, A Tribe Called Quest, Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
I'm sure they're going to give it to Migos.
Might give it to Ray Sherman.
Ray Sherman had a hell of a year. The Black Beatles.
But Migos kind of moving up too, especially with the white crowd. Yeah. Or they may give it to Tribe too.
Because of Donald Glover. Yeah. Let's just be honest about that. Yeah. When he shouted him out when he got that award.
So you say they may give it to Tribe on some stuff because Fife died type thing?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
So I'm thinking Tribe or either the Migos.
Yeah, I would want Migos out of that group.
Yeah. Or Tribe. If it's not Tribe, give it to the Migos. I want to see them young niggas go up there.
Right.
Even though I think Ray Sherman, the one dude should go solo and leave his brother alone.
Yeah.
What's the one dude? The younger brother.
I forget
the light skin. The light skin one, Ray Sherman needs to go solo.
Right.
Best collaboration, Beyonce. Okay, she won that.
Yep, exactly.
I guess, I'll take that back. Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar, Freedom. Chance the Rapper featuring 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne, No Problem. Chris Brown featuring Gucci Mane and Usher, Party. DJ Khaled and Beyonce and Jay-Z, Shining. Migos featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Bad and Bougie. Ray Sherman featuring Gucci Mane, Black Beatles.
Ooh, Black Beatles like the numbers this year.
The last two, either the Migos or the Ray Sherman.
They gonna give it to Beyonce and Kendrick. It's BET Awards. What?
You think so?
That's going to Freedom.
But Freedom, I thought the Freedom record was dope. It really didn't get no burn.
It ain't bigger than those other two, bottom two tracks.
I actually like No Problem out of all them songs.
Yeah.
On list.
Yeah. No Problem won a Grammy.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, best male hip hop artist: Big Sean, Chance the Rapper, Drake, Future, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar.
You know,
they gonna give it to Kendrick.
You think so?
Yeah. I want Big Sean. Big Sean is. People sleep on him a lot.
I used to like Big Sean, like his older stuff. Then, like
he gets annoying.
He another one. He need to kind of go in his own lane
and still try to be like in like somebody else's lane. Yeah. He on the highway in somebody else's lane.
I think they're gonna give it to Drake.
I think they're gonna give it a chance.
Mm. Yeah,
that's my bet.
I would like Kendrick to get it, but.
It's gonna be all about who show up too. Actually,
yeah.
Like they might be.
Are you coming or not?
Right. We're gonna make sure we're gonna have a limo come pick you up. Make sure you come.
Exactly.
Like, it's like your boy, but like, yo, I'm gonna come up in your house until you get ready to make sure you go. Best female hip hop artist: Cardi B, Missy Elliott, Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma, Young M.A.
They gonna give it to Nicki.
I think they'll give it to Remy. Remy's had a way better year though.
This the BET Awards.
Best female hip-hop
artist. That's the thing,
artist.
Though. Nicki's got it the last 5 years in a row. It's better for the culture for Remy to get it anyway.
I ain't going to get that thing to Remy.
If I was betting, I'd go with Nicki, but I think probably Young M.A.
You think Young M.A. get it? For real?
I mean, I would give it to him, but if I was betting, I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to Nicki.
How Cardi B even get in there?
Yeah.
I have no idea. She's so trash.
She had to pay somebody.
And we know somebody ain't writing them lyrics.
Right.
Like, that's, at least we know she ain't getting ghostwriting.
Right.
Video of the year, Beyonce, Sorry, Big Sean, Bounce Back, Bruno Mars, 24K Magic, Migos featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Bad and Bougie, Solange, Cranes in the Sky.
This one kind of hard.
That might be Bruno Mars.
I think they'll get Bruno, but I don't want to give it to that Bad and Bougie, that gritty video, boy.
So I think they're going to give it to Bruno Mars, you know. But that Solange, they really messed with that record. The cranes in the sky. Yeah.
Mm.
But I think Bruno Mars.
He going to have a hell of a night. Watch. Yeah. Bruno.
Video director, you're, look at here. Benny Boone.
Oh, man.
Kalani, Crazy. Bruno Mars and Jonathan Leah. That's what I like. Director, Little X, y'all. Zane Malik, Little I Would. Hype Williams, Tyga's, Gucci Snakes featuring designer. Khalil Joseph and Beyonce, Knowles Carter, Sorry. I guess I'm going Beyonce. I ain't seen them other videos.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. That's what I like.
He going to clean
damn,
up.
Damn, he going to clean up for real. Mm-hmm. Best new artist, 24 Savage, Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, Khaled, and Young M.A.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
You got
to
go, Chance.
Album of the year, 24K Magic, Bruno Mars, For Your Eyes Only, J. Cole, A Seat at the Table, Solange, Coloring Book, Chance the Rapper, Lemonade, Beyonce.
Mm.
I think it might, now this is the sleep. I think it might be Solange, A Seat at the Table might get this.
They was begging that Solange.
They love, dude, they love that album.
Artistically, man. I would go with that Solange or that Bruno Mars. That Bruno Mars album is jamming, though.
Yeah, even though he took everything from the time.
Yeah.
Dude, I would say just the vibe when each one came out. The joke, J. Cole was kind of whacked to me.
Yeah, it was whacked to me. I don't know how this
you know
is
what I'm saying? That Solange, dude, when that Solange came out, like, they was messing with
like,
that.
I mean, it was a long, they had a run.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Solange.
Like, even more than that Chance Coloring Book, like, yeah. That had, that Solange, man.
Oh, man, they.
Watch Beyonce get it.
For Lemonade, yep. I guess she could get it. Yeah, I thought that would have been last year. But
especially if they're going off of numbers.
Yeah.
Beyonce got that.
Yeah, I guess it would be. All right. We get ready to wrap it up. We can go to, not wrap it up. We're going to break. We'll be back. Stride Cat.
All my guns got drums on them. Battle of the bands. Yeah. Probably got too much money on me. Call it Battle of the Bands. All they care make your woman woman. Battle of the Bands. Yeah. Out here marching with the drums on us. Yeah. Battle of the Bands. Yeah. Yeah. I'm too far in, I never find my way back. On this road all alone, a gun is all that I pack. I never go nowhere without it, you ain't never gotta ask. Tool on me like Tim Taylor, swing the banger like an axe. Chop a nigga back down to earth, I was broken when found some work. Had to get it off the ground though, first set was a pound of dirt. I can't lie to you, I could never kneel down in church. I ain't worried about going to hell, I'm just trying to get us past the first. Ain't no miracle gon' pay our rent. Plus the late fee, so add 10%. You can see my pain through my limo tint. Get too close, I gotta tag you. Pop, 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 you it. And then I dip, lickety split. Milton said, trip you all we got, you gotta get us rich. Last year I made like half a mil off common sense. My God, I don't know where the fuck my profit went.
Got drums on them, yeah. Battle of the band. Yeah, I probably got too much money on me. Yeah, battle of the bands. Yeah, and all the care make your woman horny. Battle of the bands. Yeah, we out here marching with them drums on us. Yeah, battle of the bands. Call it battle of the bands. Okay, success is sweet like Yoplait. Then again, it's bittersweet like OJ and Colgate. Piffled all his gas, the nigga might need a road laid. The way my homies keep flipping on me, I should've came with a roll cage. Man, you can't get nothing for free. Shit, I'm sober, shit, and still can't get no sleep. Something up my sleeve,
pistol in my drawers. Phone on airplane mode, I'm not accepting any calls. All I wanna do is ball. They keep trying to shake my points. I say fuck the game and now my pockets got a baby bump. Fuck, I knew this day would come. Can't wait too late, got plays to run. It's bread out here for taking. I can't promise that I'll save you some. I bring home the bacon, I count up before my day is done. Don't play me, chump. I'm right outside your house like a parade out front. Don't know my expenses, bills alone, 11K a month. Yeah. I asked the fortune teller for my fortune. She said, make guns
got
one.
Drums on them.
Got speed.
Yeah, battle of the bands. Yeah, I probably got too much money on me. Yeah, yeah, battle of the bands. Yeah, you know they can't make your woman horny. Battle of the bands. Yeah, we out here marching with them drums on us. Yeah, we call it battle of the bands. Yeah, see all my gun got drums on them. Yeah, yeah, battle of the bands. Yeah, I probably got too much money on me. Yeah, yeah, battle of the bands. Yeah, and all the money make your woman honey. Battle of the bands. Yeah, we out here marching with them drums on us. Call it battle of the bands.
Bring that on the beat.
Capiche? I pay money for a shooter, double if you catch in your sleep. Little nigga only like 5'3", but the clip on the K hang down to his knees. Poor old me got hit his own lease. Meanwhile, I don't kill nothing but the beat. I just pay way too much for a brand new car and the roof playing high and go seek. A feature's out the question, I don't care about the cheese. I don't give a shit or piss about the hottest MC. You niggas ain't real as I thought y'all be. I was naive, shame on me. You can get stumped barking up my tree. My niggas is my niggas even when we disagree. Between you and I can still let it fly with them bricks, but I chose to take an absence of leave. Money, 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 yeah, I got it on my mind. I answer all calls when a dollar's on the line. My homie in a wheelchair, thought his homeboy had his back till that same nigga shot him in the spine. 100K for me to scribble on the dotted line. Now a nigga shopping one album at a time. My brother Red Dot told me go and kill a gang, doing everything I can do not to let him die. What use is the truth if you like it water dying? Bitch, it's the trap, not a motherfucking lounge. Niggas at the steps when they smell the food cooking. When it's time to go hunt, they know where to be found. Motherfucking clowns, but I don't worry about it. 3-ring circus, 4 rings on the audit. Grow my beard out, double clip on the chopper, wrap the flag around my head, bitch, I'm strapped like a side to talk to him.
Man, these niggas don't understand real life, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? These niggas still living with their mama, man. Be all on Instagram and Snapchat shit like they got jewelry, they got money and shit. And living with their motherfucking mama, man. You know what I'm saying? And I had to ask another nigga, hey, bro, let me some money, man, bro. I'm trying to get my car. Nigga, fuck that. I tell all these old broke-ass, petty-ass niggas, shut the fuck up.
Well, he said, my tired. Watching Zoe grow got me mighty inspired. Fought in my drawers and a clip poking out of my shirt like the pigs on a bicycle tire. Fletch in the fence and his baby mama wires. Tell him hold his head, he'll be home in no time. And answer every call, every time, anytime. It's the least I can do, shit, I'm on the outside. Here stands the truth in the room full of lies. But you can't pour me out like I'm wearing a disguise. Cause these niggas so fake and it looks so good. Got your little silly-ass rapper flying blind. Nah, I can't see worth shit, but that's fine. Reflex scope, nigga, I can hit a dime from like 75 yards. Going downwind, yeah. Might take me 2 or 3 times. I remember mama had to go put in the layaway. Single 3 babies, no daddy, still made the way. Now I'm trying to pay her back with money that I made today. Finally, I'm not afraid, I'ma leave a paper trace. All my brothers hold me down like ankle weights. I got your bitch in my living room hanging drapes. Either I'm too lazy, these windows too big. House empty like I moved in yesterday. I mean it's furnished, but I'm too busy to decorate. I'm not even in the kitchen, I don't miss the cake. I'm in my garage with my blueprints drawn in this motherfucker trying to plan a prison break. I'm the man for the job, not a minute late. I'm just out here getting to the money. I'm not in a race, snapping any beat like I'm still playing pistol break. Only thing worse than empty pockets is the empty safe. Talk to
me. Yo, Trip, man, this shit crazy, man. Cause you know, in this game, man, niggas out here be wanting you to feed them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they some motherfucking alley cat or something, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like a dog or something. Man. Ain't like nigga need to get out here and get their own shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, Trip? You know what I'm saying, man? Like niggas ain't like us, man. Niggas don't know how to hustle. You know what I'm saying? Stack their bread. Niggas be spending all their money on some old stripper bitch.
Say that. I'm a few hundred shot to get a Maybach, but my driveway still looking like a racetrack. Neighborhood watch. I got 20 some guns, nigga. Running my home here, bad boy. Take that. I suggest that you pray that you make it out alive. 30 shot, 12 gauge, bitch. If I miss once, I get 29 more tries. Now back to the dough. It's been a long time since a nigga been broke. Shit, I can't remember last time I seen a roach. Actually, it really wasn't long ago. But point is, I grind like I never had shit. Scratch that, I grind like I don't have shit. I did a lot of ignorant shit back then. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, I don't live in past tense. Fly Superman if he came from the hood. Now if only I could use these powers for good. But I ain't got nothing for a nigga but a slug. I'm all over my cream like I'm pouring hot fudge. Holy fucks, goodly, Gotham, Batman just pulled up with a plug. Slinging that poison, Ivy, heavy like fuck. Laughing like the Joker to the bank. Counting up, I can't let you count for us, then I be fucking up. And that's no fun. She like, baby, that sucks. Where's the trust? I'm like, in my kids' trust fund. Ain't I conceited? My pockets stay hungry, and I gotta feed them. My family depends on me. I gotta lead them, so I get the money, and then I repeat it, and then I repeat it.
Man, we gonna keep grinding, man. While you niggas be out here broke and shit,
Godspeed,
nigga.
Godspeed.
You know what I'm saying? Broke as a motherfucker on the internet talking shit. They leave your motherfucking comments, man. That shit ain't real, man. Get your bitch ass off the motherfucking internet, nigga. Go get a job, nigga. Feed the motherfucking babies, nigga. Oh, broke ass niggas, man. Get sick of this shit, man. Every day, man. You know what I'm saying? Always some motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying, man? Niggas spend all their motherfucking time hustling instead of on motherfucking Facebook and Snapchat and all this old bullshit, man. Get a bag, bro. Get a bag. Lazy ass nigga.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We back. We are back. All right. It's long overdue, but everyone's favorite section of the show, Raw or No. All right, so Johnny, you know about Raw, no?
Yeah, I love Raw, no.
It's everybody's favorite part of the show. So
love it.
Basically, your moms and your dads, you know, they was talking about it, thinking about it. It was like, you know, your mom was, you know, trying to be that nice Christian girl that we all believe her to be. And your dad was like, you know, I mean, I've been messing with Gertrude down the street. She let me go Raw. You know, and your mom was like, nah, you can't do it. And he was like, I mean, well, I'm just going to go down there and mess with her. She let me go Raw, and she let me nut in her. So she was like, okay, and then you got here. That's how you got here. So your parents were members of Team Leave It In. So either Raw or No. Raw being the best good song, or being this okay, like a little bit ahead. Or no, like, no, you're going to have to, no, we're not going to do nothing. Wow. I'm not going to do nothing at all.
Or it's
like
just a tip, huh?
Yeah, just
putting the tip in.
Yeah, like, daddy was like, nah, I don't even want nothing. All right, first up, we got a Paolo Vertus. Song is called Closer.
Closer, so many toasting. I'm still reaching for the top, so no need for boasting. Dropping shit to watch it fly, just to leave me hopeless. You gotta change, my nigga, get out my way, my nigga. Getting closer, so many toasting. I'm still reaching for the top, so no need for boasting. Dropping shit to watch it fly, just to leave me hopeless. We gotta change, my nigga, get out my way, my nigga. Welcome back to the mind of an alcoholic. GPA of 3.8, my still got kicked out of college. Money's how they know. They can give a fuck about with no scholarships or bros. I was on the road, looking towards the future. I could never seem to grow. I done felt this pain for a minute. I done been insane for a minute. Let me make this change and I'm finished. These propositions so optimistic. Know that I can make the change in the proper position. First I must remove the chains from all this opposition. Or maybe just remove the brains of all these politicians. Like a Kennedy show. Don't that make you wonder what the Kennedys know? I could do this shit at every
Paolo Vertus, Let's go with you first, Johnny.
I'm gonna go with Or. I mean, it was. I like the beat, the guitar in back. It's somebody's voice, though. I don't know. And plus, looking at him, I don't know if he's trying to be like the resurrection of Bone or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what you doing, bro? Come on. I just give it Or. I mean, he got a nice little flow. It's just the tone of his voice and everything. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. One
yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Or, too. It's just like, okay, you know. I just wasn't feeling it that much.
Right. I would leave it on for the beat.
Yeah. Rim, what do you got?
I'm gonna go to Or, too. I think. The mix was weird. Like, his vocals, like, fighting with the guitar. Like, it sounded weird. Like, yeah. I would like to see a better mix on it. But I'm going to go with an Or.
Okay. Next up, we got Bad in the Game featuring Profound. Bad in the Game is all one word. Featuring Profound, all one word. Profound Slider.
Wow.
So y'all know this is probably going to be...
She my slider, your mama hold me down like a low rider. And if I'm down and up, she my provider. She keep that thing 100, she my rider. Yeah. And yeah, her pussy straight wet, her head game the best. She all about a dollar, so nigga come correct. Yeah, she my slider, your mama hold me down like a low rider. May love after sex, pace. Time is war and war is crime. Sit back, let us demonstrate. Back in 03 were the days. Robbing parties, getting paid. Gotta get it our way. Youngin' on a paper chase. Jump up off that porch someday. Learn how you gon' make some cake. Do it at your own pace. Even when they start to hate. This is your road regulation. She flew down from them heaven gates. Picture young, rolling, and some foreign with a foreign name. Your mama hold me down like a low rider. And if I'm down and out, she my provider. She keep that thing 100, she my rider. Yeah. And yeah, her pussy stay wet. Her head game the best. She all about a dollar. So nigga come correct. Yeah, she my slider. Your mama hold me down like a low rider. Yeah.
Ain't no other bitch come between me and you.
No.
Cause you kept it real with a nigga, went broke for a nigga, and I would say true.
Yeah.
Mama, no mother hoe can't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
With a 10-foot pole.
No. It ain't no like a no that compare you to GOAT.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Come slide around with your king.
Go.
Whatever you want, in my pleasure, baby. Have it your way, Burger King.
Right.
You were down with a nigga from the jump.
And
he ain't scared to let the Glock for the bump.
Pop.
And you'll drive with the weight in the trunk.
Yeah.
It's you all about the money than the trunk.
Go.
Got a face with the body in the frame.
He didn't need his singing dude on here at all.
You said he could have been straight without him?
100%, dude. This is the singing dude. He's like, he reminded me like a dude that's like on like a comedy skit or something.
Like,
it don't fit. Like,
I'm just like, where he find this cat at?
Yeah,
barbershop. Like, hey, you sing? You want to do a song with me? Yeah, I got you. Let's go.
Damn.
That was hard.
He didn't need him.
I'm going with no. That
was horrible. Literally ruined the whole record.
He said he literally ruined the whole
record. Especially when he jumped in. Like, yeah, are we singing? Like, I didn't know he was singing. I thought he was about to just flow.
Then he just started rapping, like rap singing. Like,
yeah, well, okay. Who's this dude?
Yeah, I'm going with a numb, man. It'd be an Or if Homeboy just rapped the song himself.
Right. Yeah, that didn't work. That didn't work out.
Yeah. I should have known everybody's name was smashed all together. Yeah.
That's why was she mad at getting that orange juice?
In the video. Right. She was a rider, though, for that.
Yeah, she was, like...
She
my
provider.
That's crazy.
He said, you my slider?
My slider.
What is what? Like a White Castle slider?
Hey, you ever get the bottom buns only?
I start getting that recently.
Delicious, ain't it?
Yeah.
That it changes the whole taste of the burger.
It does.
Bruh.
If you get what?
Bottom buns only.
Yeah, I know some people do that.
Bruh, that is the best thing. It changes the whole taste of that burger, man. You in heaven, every bite's like cayenne. Your mouth singing amazing. I'm trying to tell you.
All right, next up, we got MC8 featuring Dub C. This is a song called Represent. It's actually DJ Premier and the MC8 are doing an album together.
Right.
So this is a first single off of their song. It's called Represent Like This.
Blum, blum, blinky, blum. When I pull it out, I cock it, watch them all run, run from the gunplay. Made them lay on their face. And bitch, when I'm spraying, ain't no fucking can of mess. I'm the last nigga to tackle with. I can't and I ain't gon' quit. Dub singing 8 on some work in them ankle shit. About time some niggas drop rhymes to make you represent it. Putting them fingers out high.
high haters from the state of the rain. They're still getting paper dressed like Tiki and Taylor's. Raised by the Chevrolet dip and scrapers. Sticking to the script so this shit can't break us. Touch my chips off, I'll pick y'all. Have your hair rolling on the ground like a motherfucking kickball. And when I'm rattling, keep niggas vision like candling. Look, mama, there go that man again.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this. Niggas, chill. Bitches, chill. You can represent like this. Like this. No nuts, chill. Loaf, no glory. My mind play tricks, but that's another gang story. 3, 2, 1, then the gas blast. One time, soup through, kinda fast. Fast lane life, so a nigga chase. All for the snaps, can I nigga taste? Break yourself, yeah, killer be killed in a land where it's fuck your side. Deal, deal. Real raps be the program.
Alright. You know what? I'm actually impressed in DJ Premier's production.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even his
that's
style.
That's actually, that's a good combination. MCA, some West Coast and East Coast. That's, you know what I'm saying. That's,
but
that's
I'm
word.
Surprised he was able to produce. I've never heard a Premier beat sound like this though.
Yeah, I mean, he did some stuff similar to that for West Coast artists. Now the Dub C at the beginning, no.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling Dub C at the beginning, but MCA was doing straight.
Yeah,
this is gonna be an interesting project. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna give it an or.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with or.
What do you got, John?
I'm going with nah.
Nah. You weren't feeling. You weren't feeling it.
It sounded like they was rapping the same songs they did back in the day. Same flow, same cadence.
I kind of want, but I kind of want them to do that.
I don't want them
to do it. You know what I'm saying?
With being but with Premier,
Not talking about it was like what they were saying was still back in the day. They don't believe Pac dead yet. Like they think he's still. You know what I'm saying? Like he never got shot. They still in that time.
He said they don't believe Pac dead. Damn. All right. Next up, we got Punkin' Foot. Her song called Pop Mine. Y'all gonna enjoy this one.
I'ma pop my pussy while I ball. Those that don't like it, I'ma say fuck y'all. Making all this money every time I get a call. My slogan for the year is to ball until you fall. I do what I want for the money. While y'all haters steady hating, but your pockets look funny. I do what I want for the money. While y'all haters steady hating, but your pockets look funny. My pussy's so hot, my juice is like ice cold. Stepped in the club and yeah, I got my thong on. Cute face, slim waist, and yes, I stay fly.
Okay. First of all, it sounds like they recorded it in the back of Aldi's. Two, the backdrop, like, why you got a backdrop?
That's like when a dude, like, think he a photographer taking pictures of chicks and trying to get them naked.
Right. Right. That's an actual backdrop.
Then once again, she must not have any friends. Because somebody should have told her, like, that's whack. Don't put that out. Don't upload it.
Don't do it.
Why's her name Pumpkinfoot?
Yeah, that's weird.
And who was the dude in the beginning?
Yeah.
Styling the profile. Yeah,
he's like, this is my crib, my backdrop. I'm in the motherfucking video. DJ Butler.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what with DJ Butler. That was him at the beginning.
That's crazy.
Look at the comment. The comments in here are hilarious.
Terrible. I thought he said fat ass clown in the video. Messing up the flow.
No, he used the other one, the maggot. Yeah.
Maggot. Messing up the flow. Her flow is already messed up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a...
Hell no.
All right, next up, we got... Oh, no, it's the GMC or whatever. That was the next one. Oh, we can do this one. Yeah. Next up, we got Jemaya Woods. Her song is called Hold.
Give me today my daily bread. Help me to walk alone ahead. mind reassure me I don't need no one. Woke up this morning with my mind set on loving me. With my mind set on loving me. Woke up this morning with my mind set on loving me. With my mind set on loving me. I'm not lonely, I'm alone, and I'm whole. Days may come, the lover may leave, the winter may not. Hey, the map of your palms, the tempo you be, you're all that you got. Yay, the bad days may come, the lover may leave, the winter may not. Hey, the map of your palms, the tempo you be, you're all that you got. Though I walk through the darkest valley, I will feel no love.
All right.
I'm gonna go to Raw, man. I like this.
Yeah.
It was Raw. Yeah.
I saw the video before. She do like a dance routine. It was dope. The hair thing, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
She was a tree.
Yeah. I'm like alien or something, but I'm gonna go to Raw, though.
That was dope. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go get
I like
that.
Jamila Woods, man.
That was dope.
All right. Next up, go to that GMCFEL. Yeah, right there. Next up, this one is from GMC. FMNEOHO, something like that. It's a long name, I just ran a letter. Song's called Miss My Knee. It's Miss My Niggas, I'm sorry.
Oh. This is my shit.
This for everyone that lost a nigga. Swag. The other day, my nigga went to work. He said he picked up a box that was heavy and it really hurt.
Ow, this hurts.
So we went to the bathroom to look for an answer. I took a look at his hip and thought he saw a lump of cancer.
This looks like cancer.
And so he did what a nigga does. Called his nigga. He was like, nigga. I was like, nigga. We was like, nigga. Swag. He said, I think I caught cancer from lifting this box. I was like, that's heavy. Well, anyway, can I holler at your girlfriend? The one with the big booty that shake like it's got shocks. He was like, what? I said, I'm just playing, not really. But I think you got a hernia. He said, oh no, I got me a hernia. I know this doctor that looked like Sigourney Weaver. He said he ain't got no money for a doctor. So we went to a party. And then my nigga died. I really miss my nigga. I really miss my nigga. White people, you can sing it to, just change that N to a W. Miss my wigger. Just say, I really miss my wigger. Back to the song. Was at the hospital bed. Said, nigga, are you dead? My nigga said, yeah. And I said, no, 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 no. Why'd you have to go, 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 go? Reached out to his ghost in slow-mo. I put a trigger for my nigga, then I burst in the air. They said, you can't do that here. I said, bitch, I don't care. She said, you don't care, but his part's important. Help me lift this nigga up and put him in the dead nigga storage. I said, dead nigga storage? You joking? She said, I'm joking. It was just a joke. I said, I'm gonna shoot you in the face and call it a joke. She said, the best way to cheer up is to laugh. I said, bitch, I'll cheer up after this bloodbath. I want the whole world to know what it's like to lose a nigga.
Hell no.
I'm going raw all day on that. That was
yeah.
That was fun.
So yeah, definitely name it. He was GMCFO. Oh, GMC Faux Show. Next up, we got Mila J.
Boom, 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 boom. Trying to kill my groove. Trying to keep my cool. Trying to stay there too. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Trying to keep my cool. Trying to stay there too. Boom, boom.
But no, nah,
yeah, it just sound like everything.
Yeah, and she too old for this shit. Yeah.
I'm like, well, females doing this now?
She too old for it, man. She in her mid-30s, man. Mid-30s, man.
Damn. Yeah.
Maybe late-30s. Yeah. Like, yo, man. It ain't gonna pop off, man.
No.
Not like this.
No.
Why nobody think you need to figure out a lane that's gonna be longevity at some point? You're not gonna get the pop thing. You're not.
Oh, no. Come on, y'all. You know, we're gonna do this to me again. Is this the same dude from last time?
This is a new one.
Oh, my God.
So, what do you give it, real?
Oh, definitely nah.
You giving it raw, too?
She cute, though, but she bad.
I like the video was shot. It was cool. I like the way it was shot.
Yeah, no, the video was actually shot well. The song.
The video wasn't shot. They was in two different locations.
But I'm saying, for what the budget was, it was a cool little concept.
Don't move the camera.
I like it. It kind of came me like old Hype Williams, like TLC kind of, you know. They kind of did like a throwback type of record.
Yeah, Missy thing with the movements. But
right. But I didn't like the song at all.
Yeah, I was just like, no.
All right, next up, this is for young little short brother, Young Ketty, called Stomp You Down. This is for our little people out there.
Yeah. YWD, next nigga, I'm killing one, can I get it? I'ma do this till I die, boy.
You know it's a hit when you got kids on the track.
Try to make a move and I'ma stomp you down. Put your boy, you ain't my wrong, better get out of town, bitch. Try to make a move, I'ma stomp you down. Put your boy, you ain't my wrong, better get out of town. Bitch, every day with that chopper, it gets down the hill. Nigga flex the bed, fellin' my dick, find a minute, this nigga a bitch. Boy, you better check my rap sheet. Get that chopper out, I'll make him run like he attract me. Try to make a move and I'ma stomp you down. Put your boy, you ain't my wrong, better get out of town, bitch. Try to make a move and I'ma stomp you down. Put your boy, you ain't my wrong, better get out of town, bitch. Try to make a move and watch a nigga stomp you down. Boy, I really don't fuck with you so much, you might gonna move around. Sick where they come get it, bitch. Never been a pussy. Murder all I know, let me tell you to a rookie. Boy, you think you wrong? Come test your luck. Put that chopper in your life, now your family know what up. Y'all don't fuck with me, cause this shit can get hectic. Ain't no need for a rest, cause I am it for your chest, bitch. Try to make a move and I'ma stop you at all. Put your boy in my mom.
Okay, Ren, alright. Do you think
I would not trust him when it with any gun.
Do y'all think that they know he's a novelty, or is he serious?
Nah, they got it.
They know he now, but he's serious.
Yeah, he
you know what I'm saying? He dead.
He dead serious. Yeah,
he I'm like gonna stomp somebody down, but he dead serious.
Yeah, he like my crew back and they support me.
They laughing. You
know? I'm the first one coming out on the label.
Right.
Man,
I would not trust him with any gun.
Hell no.
Ooh, Young Ketty. He's a little person, and he's got like what, like kind of a
crippled
handicapped too, though. Look like T Rex.
They call it the T Rex disease.
That's what it's called.
We always say
you got Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Got chicken wing too.
That's what he did. Like the way he was holding the gun was all
right. His name should have been Wingstop. I'm sorry.
Last up, we got Soul For Real. You know Soul For Real, Candy Rain. If You Want It, Everything I Do. New song called Love Again.
They back.
I'm in love again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're saying to yourself, hey, got me saying, oh, 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 oh. I'm in love again, again. Oh, 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 oh. I told myself I never, never again. Far too much on it.
I kind of like that. I'm going to go a hot or, man.
It's
I'm
a cooler like joint.
They trying to be old. They trying to be their age.
They stayed in their age.
God damn, man. No, they getting it raw, man. That's they stay in their age,
that's what I'm saying. That like, does get it raw, man. They that's a good
Yeah, man. Yeah, they ain't got no auto-tune and shit.
Yeah, that's a mess with them heavy. Yeah. Their albums was dope.
Yeah, they were. They were.
Well, two of them went to jail for a robbery, right?
Nah, one of them
went to jail for a robbery, for a bank robbery or something, right?
Nah.
Or bank, it was like some fraud or something, right?
Fraud.
Identity fraud or something.
It was identity fraud. Okay, one of them went to jail for that. Yeah. Is that what fucked up the group?
Dad, I think the label was like, you know, they were trying to change and do something.
You know what? They were on Uptown.
Yeah. I thought Heavy D had signed them.
Yeah, they were on Uptown. That was but Uptown was like in flux then. Though.
Right.
Then Monifa was on there at the time. Yeah. Remember McGruff?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was signed. This is post Jodeci, Mary J on Uptown.
Right.
This is Heavy D time on Def Jam. Might have been Yvette Michelle, maybe. Somebody like that was on there too. So like, Uptown was never the same, and they got bought out by MCA, I think, or RCA, one of them. And then
they put out some good music.
Yeah, they put out some real good music, man. All right, we getting to wrap it up. Johnny, let everybody know they can hit you up at, man.
You know, I'm still on Facebook. Hit me up, Jonathan May. Or you got that Instagram, May Jonathan 8. And my Twitter.
You sound like an old man. You got that Instagram.
You got that gram. I don't even be on Instagram. Like, matter of fact, don't follow me on Instagram. Because I don't even be on there like that. Twitter, at Denzel Pitt, but I don't be on that one either. I'm like strictly Facebook. That's it.
You got any shows, anything coming up?
Next Tuesday, probably be like a funny bone, but by the time anybody hear this, they won't know about
that. We might have it on. When you want to have it to me, bro?
Probably tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday.
Tuesday,
bit the funny bone.
Which one?
The one out of Westport.
It's only one, right?
Yeah, Westport.
Because the one in South County got closed, right?
Yeah, I believe so, I'm trying to hit that new one they got, Helium, down there in the Galleria. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That one seems pretty dope, too. So,
They got an amateur night over there, too, right?
Yeah.
Right,
thanks for having me out again, too, bro.
Yeah, man, dude, appreciate man. We'll have you on more, man. Rim, what you got going on?
Social media, it's all the same. DJ Reminisce 10. Got the official website up, too.
Yeah.
DJReminisce10.com. Also, this Saturday, which is the 24th.
We
got a new event called Hey Love. We're doing like all R&B the whole night. Slow, fast, new, old, all R&B. And it's tacos, too. So you can't beat that. R&B and tacos. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
true love.
You can't beat that.
That's true love.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you email straightolc@gmail.com as well as straightolc on the Twitter. Shoot us all your information and everything. Holla us feedback, all that good stuff. Me and Javon will be doing another feedback show soon. We still got to wrap up the NJCC. Did y'all, but before we do that, did y'all see the Stoney Jackson is our NJCC champion?
Yeah.
We've been trying to find him. He ain't not on Twitter. He's not anywhere. Me and Javon wanted to send him like a bowling trophy or something with the Jerry curl on it. You know, right. I bought a bowling trophy. He's going to put a little curl on it.
He ain't going to send it right back.
I mean, he the NJCC champion, man. Like, we right want back. Him to have, but he can't be found. So shout out to our people on Twitter that's been trying to help us find Stoney Jackson. They've been tweeting other people that's supposed to be cool with him. If y'all know Stoney Jackson, holler at us. We want to get him his trophy. He's a Cinderella story. He beat a lot of good competitors. It was a heated tournament.
I'm putting on him every time I voted.
You voted against him every time.
I saw him coming, dude. I saw it come. I was like, dang, he is kind of fresh, though.
Like, so you saw from the beginning? You thought
not
he
from the beginning, game? But like
after the rounds,
because I was going for my boy Eric Dickerson.
Mm-hmm. If Dickerson made your final four, he knocked off Derek Dickerson in the final four.
I was like, how's this dude still?
I was like, what the? Because really? You picked a good pitcher, though. I'm like, that his dude look fresh. That's what it was. That was a good pitcher.
You think it was a pitcher, though, too?
You know, Eric Dickerson got the black and white pitcher on there. Like, for real, man.
No, Eric Dickerson had a color joint. With the goggles and the curl coming up.
That's right. He had the goggles and the curl. He had the jersey on, too.
Yeah, so people were trying to say that people were trying to get mad at Daryl from coming to America didn't make it. There was a lot of people disputing that.
No, boy, that was a good picture, dude. It was like the light was hitting it. It was
gleaming, man. That motherfucker was
set up.
Was sit perfectly, man. Well, because the final four was Michael Jackson, Ice Cube, Stoney Jackson, and Eric Dickerson.
Deion got put out
by Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, but I thought Eric Dickerson. That was my.
Eric Dickerson came in from a play-in game. Yeah. He came in. He had to play his way into the main tournament and went all the way to the final four. I was like, this whole side of the bracket is straight up like the Cinderella story.
I mean, I'm saying every time I vote, dude kept on coming back. How the hell is it? Who else is voting on this? Like, I'm just go five people. Hey, look, if you pick it, I'm kicking your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Stoney Jackson was running away with it every round, too. Like, it wasn't even close every round, man. He was literally blown away every round. I was like 60, 70 votes.
I couldn't believe it.
It was the pitcher. I'm telling you. That was a good pitcher.
People didn't even know who Stoney Jackson was. It's no way possible. But people probably made Google and be like, oh, no, this curl was super official.
Yeah.
He was even rocking on 227.
Right.
But thank y'all for listening. As always, we'll be back soon. As always, peace.